count. I can't count.
No, you can't. Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Oh, so much has happened.
So much has happened. I was right again, as always.
Basically, new update. I have a cat. That's the first one I went to.
I have a cat.
Her name's Evie.
Has a lot of personality.
She's 4 months old. And she's the cutest thing ever known to mankind. Ever. I love her. I love her with all my heart. It's like, other news is,
yeah.
Shit happens.
You fuck around, you find out.
I fucked around and I found out.
Yep.
Fucked around and I found out.
And referring to your relationship status, if anyone's, you got an Empire 6 shirt?
Yeah, isn't it so cute? Ellie and I got 21s.
You got 21s? 21s. This is rough for you.
I don't know what you want to
say. You like lose your voice a lot, I feel like.
I do.
This is like not.
I lose my voice like once every 6 months.
Yeah. It's very common.
Anytime I get sick, my voice gone. Or if I drink.
Are you still vaping while you're.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to go turn nicotine withdrawal and not have a voice.
Yeah, yeah. Because why would you like, you know.
I'm not hitting it that much. Not hitting it that much because it hurts when I hit it.
Oh, it's painful.
Well, there's so much. Actually, this morning I almost puked because I was coughing up so much mucus that I started choking.
Dude, so here is a. This is a. We'll go into a story time real quick. It's not a cute story time, but I'll say it anyways. Back when I had like a same thing as you, like a lot of shit going on. I think I had acute pneumonia, like actually acute pneumonia, and I was like coughing in my car, and it was such a heavy cough that I like threw up on accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but, like you start choking, like.
No, it was such a. And I was driving when I did this. Bro, so
did you puke just on your steering wheel or did you hand up?
It was everywhere. Oh. And then I was like in the back roads and then I walk inside the house and then I don't have a shirt on. I'm like, why don't you have a shirt on? I'm like, it's a long fucking story.
Why am I like hoping that you would have just walked into mom's room and just stand in the doorway when you're like, you're a kid and you're just like, mom, I puked. You know, like when you're a kid and you're just like
20.
I puked. Yeah. That's it.
It was similar to that situation.
Yeah. It was rough this morning. And then Evie, my cat wouldn't leave me alone while I'm trying
to. She sounds like she's like, give me attention, motherfucker.
She either like you want attention or she sells her claws. I need to trim them. But like every time you pet her, she gets so into it, so her claws retract. But she'll be on my chest. You know, many times I've been stabbed in the nipple if I don't pet her. She goes, it's so mean. She's mean, but she's adorable and I love her. It's like kids. It's like you love them, but they're annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. I guess actual update. I am
the singy.
I am the single. We broke up. Didn't work.
You're making it sound like some like official, like we're influencers. It was a departure.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, it's not like anything bad happened. That's what I'm saying. Like my past ex, I was like, yeah, fuck him. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
And not like anything bad happened. It didn't work. Yeah. But I want to be also, I need to like be single for a little
focus
bit.
Focus on yourself. Focus on your voice.
My voice. I just have been. I have been in relationships basically since I've been 15.
Yeah.
Like just boom, boom, like a fucking serial monogamous.
Bing bong.
And then I realized I was like, holy shit, I haven't been single since I was 15. I'm 20. I need to be single and like not do any, like not deal with boys, not be in relationships, not do anything. Like I genuinely need to work on myself because I don't even know who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
I can't sleep at night because I don't even know what my favorite color is.
Dude, I woke up this morning and I guess I was like still in a little bit of. My dream last night, by the way, fucking Beefy Baby was there. And then there was like, I was at Hogwarts and I was actually a part of Hogwarts. It was so much fun.
You're weird.
No, I was like, this is so much better than real life. And then I, for some reason, thought every kid went to Hogwarts. I was like, yeah, don't you guys do this?
Oh,
shit?
Like it's a.
It was reality.
Like you were Harry Potter.
There. And then I was like at Seaside again. There was this beach. It was intense, dude. There was a lot going on. Our family was there. Oh my, yeah. It's coming back to me as I talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, where you keep and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's just a lot. But okay, outside of that, sorry, I need to just like.
You're good. No, I wanted to hear it. Yeah, if you don't say it, then you're never.
It's gone. And I like remembering this stuff. But
I want to start keeping a dream journal.
Dude, mine would. I would read it and be like, and the crab cake ate the sand spudge. And I'd be like, what
yeah,
do you
I
mean?
Would. I would read that and be like, hey, maybe you should go to a mental hospital.
Yeah.
You know, shit happens.
You're like, fuck. But no, it's okay. This morning I woke up and I thought there was like a like Annabelle doll standing over my bed.
Ugh.
I was terrified. I like, normally I like wake up and I'm kind of like, all right, we're going to get ready for the day. And then I was like, fuck. Dude.
Well, you just like.
Well, how, because you know when you wake up, there's that mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mirror and the chair. My brain connected mirror and chair as like head, body.
Yeah.
And Annabelle doll.
Metabolic test.
Tread. Dude, I've been fighting some urges recently to like.
Don't do it.
You see that picture I posted yesterday?
Yeah.
I like.
On your snap?
I was surprised.
I saw that. I'm playing. I literally was like, that's Cameron?
No, same. I was there. And I was like, that's me? I was
good
surprised.
For you, dude. You actually are like getting some muscle back.
I know. I looked at it and was like, And it's funny because I don't ever wear like. I always wear baggy clothes. I don't really tight
you
stuff.
You always wear baggy clothes. Do you know why we all wear baggy clothes?
It was fat.
No, it's because the back people have real long necks. So we wear really tight things. And I, like, you have a big head. So if you're something really, really tight, it kind of makes you look a little.
Oh, I need to show you this video. I was going to show it to you.
No, yeah.
So, speaking of wearing tight clothes, this is fitting, guys. You're going to see it on Instagram soon, but Kate's going to get it first because.
I get first view.
Yeah, she gets first, guys. Come on. What are you fucking talking about here? Where's the fucking, here it is. All right. Just push play on that.
I almost deleted it.
It just goes to my ass. Doesn't make me manly. I don't want to look like a dude.
Oh, I know what this is.
God damn it.
That is so good. That is so good.
You don't understand.
When you see that video come out, give that shit. That's funny. That's good. It's good editing, too. Like, there's no.
But you don't understand. Like, I had to walk because I had to change. So I had to go to the other side of the gym.
And come back in a crop top.
Walk in a crop top and
booty shorts.
And I was like. And honestly, I feel like I've worn dumber shit, so I wasn't that bad. But still, like, as soon as I walked out, I made eye contact with, like, five people. And they were like. They're like, is this for your OnlyFans? And I'm like, no, it's for my OnlyMans. I don't know why. I feel like I've gotten funnier recently.
Same.
Yeah. I think there's like a sparkle came back. And I don't know what to attest it to.
I feel like both of our sparkle were just like.
I'm not going to lie. The film industry was draining my life. I that's when I realized I was like sad. And I was like, I need to change some shit.
I was like, I've been in a relationship so long. I need to just work on my own shit.
Yeah.
Like, I need to just like focus on like my friends. And like. And now I feel like, I don't know, like. Yeah, I'm sad because it ended, obviously. But, like, I feel like I just needed to make a change in my life and, like, actually get my shit together.
I mean, when you get to those low points, that's what – you just have to change something. Because, like, your entire life – if you're sad in that moment, you're like, dude, my entire life is the reason I'm sad. So I need
like,
to change.
Like, I'm doing the things that are making me sad. Yeah. Like, I have the ability to change this. And I was so scared. Like, oh, my God, I'm going to hurt this person. Like, da-da-da-da.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I realized I was like, so I can't.
What about my own emotions?
Yeah, like, I can't just – not want to hurt everyone else, and then I'm end up like in a shit, like depressed in my bed.
Yeah, like, especially no, when you're like a giver, because I'm like a giver too, and I'll give a lot for productions and movies, and like I did that for a lot of people where I was like I just give, and I'm like, what about me?
Yeah, and people will say, oh, it's selfish, da da da, and I'm like, no it's you. Not because if I can't even take care of myself, I literally can't be there for someone else, and that was shown. In what was like, I couldn't be what I needed to be.
And you'll feel better. Like now, I feel a lot better. And I, you know, I feel more stable. Like a lot more things are better in my life. I'm like, oh, this is good. And I still have a trajectory, and I still get to do the things I want. I actually get to do them more now.
Yeah.
And I'm working more, and I get to do more of the things I want. I mean, all because what my work is, I get to do what I want my work. So I'm like, this is great.
Oh, also.
You fill it out.
I did. But then I got to the resume part, and I was like, oh, my resume is on my computer, and I don't know if I have it saved because I think I made it on my old computer. So what thing did I?
Did you submit it?
No. Oh. I didn't have a resume because I have to make a new one.
Oh, you don't, dude. I just looked at the last resume someone else submitted. You're fine.
Try to just not put one in.
No, put one in like what you did before.
What website was it that we used?
You can usually look up resume template.
And then
it will come up.
That's fine.
We can do it later tonight.
Because I need to do that.
You'll feel better. Like having a consistent, some kind of consistent work.
Schedule will make me feel. I mean, the fact that I'm just back in school now.
Yeah.
And even though I'm only going Tuesday, Thursdays. It still makes me feel like I'm doing something.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
have
going things. In person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's better. So you get to meet people and do the thing. Yeah.
Actually, there's one person in my class that has, like, a service dog or something.
Dude,
whatever.
Every fucker.
And they were playing a video of a man with schizophrenia, and we were supposed to, like, you know, go over the basic ID, like, behavioral Everything. And as she was playing this video, this dog
starts losing it.
Losing his shit at this man. It was just an interview with this man and this therapist talking to him. And this dog, immediately this man comes barking like crazy. It was so funny. And like the teacher like was trying not to laugh. And the little girl was so embarrassed. I felt so bad for her.
I would have like grabbed that dog and be like,
He did. He just, the whole class quiet. End of the class. Man comes up. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. It's so funny.
That is pretty great.
But yeah, so I just had to tell that story. That was hilarious.
That's good. Well, and so I hope you know, at one point there was a time in college where I filmed a video with Annie.
I know. I see that video in Strickler Hall.
Yeah. I don't know in my head. And this is how you knew I was confident.
I don't know how you did it.
Oh, yeah. I did a TikTok in front of, well, I think that's how confident I was that I was funny because I had like hundreds of thousands of followers and I was like, anything I make would be funny as fuck. And it was right. But like,
I don't know how I walk in that class and even if they ask, can we get, I will know the answer. I am not raising my hand because what if I start, what if she's like, no. There's nothing more embarrassing when you raise your hand, you think you have the answer, and they're like, well.
I think the class, like, I think I was asked to do it. Because back when I was blowing up, everyone was like, oh my God, he's TikTok. Like I got that a lot. And I think I was asked to do it because I don't think I did it just because I had an idea. I think it was like, oh, you should do something funny. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then Annie and I were doing like a series of videos at the time. I was like, let's try it.
Yeah, I follow Annie on, I don't know her, but like I know her.
You know what
I mean? I know like of her because she's on my TikTok. I've followed her on TikTok for like years now. But I don't know her personally.
She hit me up and was like, hey, we should get a gym workout in. And I was like, okay. And then she wanted to go at like 5 a.m. And I'm like, Annie.
No.
I was like, Annie, I'm not fucking doing that. Like, I don't want to work out. Plus, my workout won't be as good.
If someone literally, like, one thing, actually, I've been going to bed earlier too and waking up earlier.
There you go.
All these, you know, like last night, I fell asleep at midnight. I woke up at 9 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, it was actually really nice. Mom came over and, like, helped me clean my whole apartment because it was pretty gross. It was in, like, a little bit of a depression slump.
She was telling me about it.
And she was, like, she came home and she was, like, let's just fold your laundry. And I was, like, okay. And then we both got into, like, the
cleaning mode.
And, like, she helped me clean my whole place. It's, like, really good. And it did make me feel better. But I couldn't get myself to clean it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's clean, I felt better. This morning I woke up, I got an espresso.
Mm. Like so excited. You're making it?
Yeah, like I got an espresso. Nice. So I made my coffee at home. I journaled this morning.
Nice.
Right? Journaled. I showered, washed my face and my makeup, went to the gym. We did like a hit. So we did sprints, we warmed up, stretched, rolled out, Norma Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm here. it was a burp. It would have sounded like a burp, but I can't. My voice is gone.
Yeah, it's just gone.
It just sounds like a...
Speaking of journaling, I followed up because one of the Hinge girls that I like kind of talked to, she was like, oh yeah, I like to journal, whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. And I just didn't reply to her for like 2 weeks. And then I replied back and was like...
Are you going to say you want a girlfriend and then not reply to a girlfriend for 2 weeks?
I am the problem.
Well, those were like, I am the problem. I know that.
And then I like to reply to her. I was like, hey, how's that journaling been going? You been keeping up with it? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, cool. And I started replying to her.
You said back, cool. That's it? Cool.
No, she like said something back. She was like, yeah, I have. And I was like, okay. And I haven't replied yet, actually. I kept looking at it. Dude, I don't know what mental state I was in. I was like, I think I could talk to somebody. And then like it left. And I was like, I don't really want to talk to it anymore. They're cute, but like.
Okay, but you can't really start to like someone unless you get to know them.
See, that's hard. That's what's so hard about dating apps for me is because like I love that in-person stuff. Like me and... said small Asian people, there's
I wonder who that could be.
I wonder who it could be. It was not about
said small Asian person, huh?
You know, half the comments were like, when's the wedding? And I was like, it's wild.
Hey, I'm all for it.
No, everyone's always like, when's it gonna happen? And I'm like, honestly, it's just flirting. I think that's all it's ever gonna be is flirting, but is what it is. But like that though, like in person flirting, like when you get that dynamic, then you know, because there's a lot more energy there. It's just so hard to look at a fucking picture and be like.
But what you should do is like, you know, don't be weird and just be like, let's meet. But like, just be like, hey, I want to know like if there's energy here. Like,
yeah.
Let's go grab a coffee.
No, I try
and not waste
really
our time
quick.
Talking over a phone or give me a call. That.
But like, even then, it's still like. It's hard for me. I've identified it's hard for me to get to that point because there's no energy. Because I'm like, why do you even try? Like, without that
like, why go out?
Yeah, it's like, because then I'm like, it could be a not a waste of time in a mean way, but it could be like.
But you know what? Because I think things too. I'm like, oh, I don't ever have the outlook, and I know you don't either. I don't know. I'm trying to like give you advice. I'm just telling you, but I don't ever want to think of anything as a waste of time because everything you're gonna learn from.
Yeah, and you can learn from everything. And I've been able. And my thing is too. I feel like I've identified so many patterns now with people, like with females and everything. I'm like, okay.
Don't say females ever again, Cameron. I will genuinely kick your ass.
Women. Females?
Women. Men that say females is such an ick. And they're like, oh, the females.
I mean, however way you like.
Make a guest appearance.
Brah.
Say hi to the podcast.
Oh, am I on?
Yeah, you're on. We're on air.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Let me call you when we're done, but I wanted to let you make a little guest appearance. And you have no connection. I love you. Bye. I couldn't. I didn't. It was.
But yeah, whatever way you'd like me to refer
to. Don't ever say females to me. Don't ever be like females, because it sounds like Andrew Tate.
Males? I mean, that's not. It's just a verbiage.
Just say women or men. I know it's a verbiage, but I'm saying because a lot of guys, if a woman heard you say, females, immediately it's like an ick.
Okay.
I'm just telling you now.
For reference, I would refer to you to look inward because if a word triggers you.
I'm not
much.
Telling you it's me. I'm telling you, Cameron, you want a girlfriend, and if you go to a girl and say females, they're going to be like, you're weird and you're misogynistic. Maybe. That's just, it's a woman
okay,
thing.
Okay, Kate, also with our sense of humor, if someone can't fucking, if someone's offended that easily, shit, if I say females around a girl and she gets offended, fuck, that ain't it. That's like objectively not going to work for me.
Imagine.
All the shit we say.
Yeah, I say a lot of shit. I say a lot of shit.
We're both pieces of shit.
I'm not a piece of shit.
Our
humor is really dark and messed up and dark. Like, for instance, like.
It's harsh.
Like Matt Rife, everyone canceled him, but I found it hilarious. I'm a woman, so.
No, I enjoy, like,
offensive jokes are funny.
I like, also, the fucking, you know, luckily I haven't been the gym content with Ben. I was kind of afraid someone would be like, "Oh, it's making fun of gay people." Like, I was like,
"Yeah,
I
weird.
Have to walk a fine line with that." But I think.
But then you also Chase is gay. Yeah, what you think? We hate my brother's gay.
I know people can like, we got a very diverse family. I don't want your shit. Do we?
We have a diverse family. Take a minute and look at me.
Who came over for?
Do I look diverse? Diverse?
Not you, but like.
Oh, extended family. Okay, I was like.
Not us, motherfucker.
I am not. I have no diversity in me.
Also, I googled our last name recently, Becht.
It's German.
Well, no. There was a lot of fuckers named Becht in Louisville. And I was like, where the fuck did you guys come from?
No, we're all here. All of us are here. I'm telling you. You talked to Dad. There are so many distant relatives and cousins that I'll meet, and their name's Becht. And I'm like.
I just want to, like, DM them and be like, what's up? Like, are we connected?
All of them are here. Most of the Becht generation is here.
Yeah. I saw it was very, like. Wait a minute, who the fuck
you look at and you're like, whoa, holy shit. Like, I went for some testing a while back for, like, my Reynolds to see if there's anything they could do.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing. But my nurse's name was literally, it was something Becht. And I was like.
Wait a minute.
They were like, oh, I know your dad. And I was like,
ah,
are we cousins? And she was like, well, mine is this. And I was like, I don't know who that is, but.
Yeah, it's probably somewhere down the line.
She looked like me.
Somewhere.
Every girl in our family looks like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in our journey of, you know, you're in your single journey. I'm in my figure out if I want to still be single journey.
I just need, no, it's not, I have to be single.
Well, and here's the thing too, like after you're single for like a year, you'll be very comfortable with it.
Yeah, but I want to be able to, like, for instance, like literally the thought of doing things that like, even if like the thing I want, like even if I met my person, that's like the perfect blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not even ready to date them. Like. I don't want to date anyone for a long time.
Yeah.
Because I can't. I don't want to be in a. I just don't want to be in one.
Yeah.
I'm too messed up in my noggin.
What I'm saying is like you'll after a while of being, because you'll go through phases where like, oh, I kind of want somebody to, and then you'll eventually land on like, I'm like really comfortable being alone. Like you really don't need anybody, and then you're like,
you think I'm gonna get to that point?
If you keep on a good trajectory, you will.
I hope I do.
You will if you, like, really work on yourself, get a good thing, get, like, a lot of good friends.
I need to really work on myself.
You what?
I need to really work on myself.
Yeah, get more than one friend. Like,
I have two here. I don't need a lot of friends, first of all. I have Hannah Ellie here. I love both of them a ton. I have Ashley in Chicago.
Yeah.
I have other friends, but I need
to. You need more acquaintances, too.
I have plenty of acquaintances. I know tons of people.
But not, like, you're, like, social things are like at Hannah, like I introduced you to Hannah and we all hang out with her. Like I have been, I have all of Courtney's group, I have all of like the Beefy Baby group, I have all the fucking
I know all the Beefy Baby group. I'm acquaintances with them.
You don't get that through me. You need like
I met Sarah and then through me. Not through you. I went to the gym at Crunch. That's why I met them. Yeah. I met Sarah once before.
But they knew me, and that's why they were like, oh, this girl.
Okay, so that's great. That's how people, they're like, oh, you're.
So? But like for you, it's like making things for yourself right now would be pretty huge. Like whatever
I
that
can't even
is,
make myself breakfast, my dude.
Well, that's a step. So like making yourself breakfast. That's
made
like,
myself
like,
coffee this morning.
Made myself coffee. Like being really self-sufficient where you're like, oh, I get to like do these things and I'm managing it. And like.
Yeah, I just feel like I was. I need more like self-sufficient. Fuck. I can't even yell. I need to be more self-efficient, less codependent on people.
Yeah.
But I just need to do that. Like, work on myself, figure out my own shit.
Well, and identify what, like, working on yourself means, too. That's pretty yeah. huge. Be like, okay, I say work on myself. What does that mean?
To me, I think it means, like, not constantly... I think first thing is to be, like, not in a relationship. First thing is to be more independent. And then the second thing to, like, not... I need to work on the fact of I care a lot what other people think of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, two things. I need to, like, not care so much. I need to be less... You know, be in a better mental state.
Yeah.
Do you agree with all those?
Yeah.
What else would you think?
I think with you... Self-discovery means self-awareness, and self-awareness means identifying the things you like about yourself and the things you like in the world.
Yeah.
And if you can do that and have a really strong opinion and feeling towards those things, and especially when you have strong opinions and feelings on things that you know you're why to, because for you, it's like you say something, I believe this. Why? I don't really know.
Like go deeper into things like, that I like.
Why do you value it? And then... You know, and then you, and not going deep into like a fake idea of like, oh, you know, this is like, you think this because it's right. Like, no. Really, like for me, when I think through things, it's like, okay, I'm going to go through every belief I have. And then I'm going to go, why do I have that belief? Like, what gave me that belief? And then do I agree with that? It's really like that self journey inwards.
Do you think it would also be a good idea to, you know, like find things I like about myself, but also maybe. Point out things I don't like as much about myself and fix those.
Yeah, things you want to work on.
Like, I think, because I think a lot of times people be like, well, just, you know, you need to love yourself. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't have to love every part of yourself. There's things I don't like about me. The heck?
I mean, David Goggins, like, when he was talking, when he was fucking...
Who's going to carry the boat?
When he was fucking fat and couldn't read, he was like, where's your motivation? He's like, I didn't have motivation, but I need to learn how to fucking read. He's like, I don't know what the fuck, like, but wait, I was he didn't down
to,
bad.
He didn't know how to read?
He didn't know how to read at like 20, 25, 27.
David Goggins didn't know how to read.
Dude, he was like
that's why he's so crazy
pest control. Now. He like learned everything. Like he's like really dyslexic. Learning was really hard for him, but he got through the shit. And it didn't start with like, oh, I'm going to run 100 miles. It went from like, oh, I just want to be better than yesterday.
I just want to be able to walk, and not be out of breath.
Yeah, want to walk, be out of breath, not be out of breath. So like for you, it's those small things where it's like, maybe I want to stop vaping. Or maybe I like don't want to drink for... 6 months, or like maybe I want to like make my diet better, or like I want to go.
That's what I'm doing right now is my diet, because I've been eating like dog shit pretty recently.
Yeah,
and I've realized that, like, you know, I keep getting sick. My face was breaking out, and I would just feel like super tired throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like I was eating super like a lot of bad food, but everything I was eating, like, yes, it was still like lower calorie, and I'm fine. I'm like, I'm gaining weight, but like the food I was putting in my body was shit. Mm-hmm. So now I'm gonna focus more on, like, you know, drinking things that are good for, like, my gut. Focusing on, like, clean foods. Because I think I was, and then I kind of went off and was eating a lot.
Well, because you can eat, like, same with me. Like, you can eat, you know, maybe dinner is kind of like a fuck-off meal. But then your fuck-off meal
but still
my
other meals need
wild.
To be.
Yeah. But, like, breakfast, lunch, and then second, however much you eat.
Like, let's say dinner, really, like, clean. Maybe it's a bad meal. But, like, you're still going to get, like, it's not like you're eating a double cheeseburger or a Big Mac from McDonald's. Like,
if here, literally, and here's what I do, and I'm not fat. I've lost a fuckload of weight doing this. Morning, eat just meat. Like,
a high protein.
No carbs in the morning. And then you have a coffee. Maybe that's like 11 grams of carbs or some sugar or whatever. And then for lunch, you know, I eat rice and salmon or rice and steak.
With vegetables.
And then I have some onions. Dinner is normally like You know, if we go to Karam's, it's like little mini cheeseburgers or like.
Or we go to Mom and Dad's.
Yeah, we go there and, or it's like a little quesadilla, but it's not like super, it's not like, oh, I'm going to go to Cane's or like, oh, I'm going to.
That's my thing is I was eating like, I would.
You love your
my problem was like, I just wouldn't eat all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would work out and I'd be starving. And by then I'm like, I don't want to cook or like actually get myself good
Then you'd
food.
Eat bad shit.
You and don't then have I would eat good. Something bad because I'm so hungry that I'm like, I just want to eat right now. Like, I don't even care what it is. I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
And then I would think about, like, well, I haven't eaten all day, so it doesn't really matter if I eat a super high-calorie meal, which, yes, that's true, it doesn't. But I was eating and
that's your only source now is bad versus, like, the other two, 3 meals if you were prepping or getting better places.
I'm going to try to do is start, there's, like, these little, like, yogurt smoothie things, you know, like the Chobani.
Yeah.
Try to drink one of those in the morning, lunch. Like, today I had brown rice chicken.
Get in the habit of making some eggs. And then, like, also, you know, if you start working more, then you can afford going to Core Life because it's cheap. Dude, you can get chicken and rice for, like,
or I need
eight
like,
bucks.
I love cooking, too. Like, when I do
cook.
Yeah,
if you like cooking, cook.
I love cooking. Like, some like the other day, I was like, I'm going to make homemade potato soup. And I did it. And it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I'll just get into, like, a slump where I just start eating out too much. Or I just won't eat. Like, if I don't want to go out to eat, I just won't eat instead of
and
cooking.
You can, and you can eat out healthy.
Yeah, you
That's
can.
That's not hard.
It's no, I think it's easier to eat out healthy than somebody said to see at home.
Oh my God. Everyone's always like, oh my God, eating out is so bad for you. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. I've lost 30, 40 pounds.
You can eat out, but you have to eat the right places.
Just,
but
yeah,
it's more
the
expensive.
Right
it is more expensive.
It
to
can
eat healthier.
Be depending how you go. Because it's actually cheaper to go to Core Life and because you don't have to clean, cook, and time and all that. It's like, oh, $8 for that? Fuck yeah. Like,
it's only $8.
Oh my God. The rice and chicken is cheap as shit at Core Life. They don't charge you shit.
Oh, that's
there's one time I got a whole plate. Kind of. There's one I got a whole plate for like $6.47, and I was like, this is good.
I want to be able to do that with the egg.
And you like fire sauce. It's what Core Life is really cost effective. Shiraz is great, but not cost effective. I've mapped out all Louisville. Charcoal's good.
Charcoal.
It's like Shiraz. It's okay. Another offset. But shit, outside of those places, I don't really eat out anywhere else. And they all know me by name. I walk in like, oh, what's up, dude? And I'm like, hey.
See, I want to be able to cook and like just know what I'm putting in my body. I'm just.
The cooking's hard. That's why I don't do it, because I don't have time. And also, like, you know, I live far away with mom right now, and it's like.
You don't want to drive. Yeah, my place is going back
I'd spend fucking $15 on gas getting there, so, like, I'll buy the fucking.
Yeah, it's not.
I'll get dinner.
It does make more sense for you to do. But, like,
yeah.
What I need to do is not only, like, meal prep, but just have things in my fridge that are, like, easy.
Yeah.
Easy, healthy meals that I can just pop, like, go to Whole Foods. I mean, Whole Foods has fucking Trader Joe's. They have super easy meals that, like, you can actually read the ingredients.
Dude, I was pissed because I got some MRE protein shakes. And I normally drink the Muscle Milks. And those never fuck with my stomach. I had one of the
MRE. Fuck those things.
I was like, God damn it. Like,
the MRE protein shakes literally bloat, make me out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
I will feel pregnant. Like, my stomach is, like, bubbling.
They're just, I got so mad when I, because I bought them and I was like, oh, these are good. Because the Muscle Milk was somewhere else. And I was already at the supplement store. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take it. But. Shit. But I mean, that's where people need to be really thoughtful about what they eat. Cause it's like, oh, most people would do that and be like, oh,
I got still protein shake. It's not bad for you, but it's also.
Or they'd suck it up and be like, I just got to drink the whole thing. I'm like, no, just stop.
I think it's my big thing I want to start doing is if I'm eating something, like being able to read the ingredients on it, it's not like these crazy. Like if I'm eating peanut butter, the only ingredient in there should be peanuts
and butter or like salt.
Peanuts and butter. You think there's butter in peanut butter? Oh, fuck, Cameron. Cameron, the way you make peanut butter is literally just peanuts and you blend them up and the oil from the peanuts. You really are looking this up. You
fuck,
do not
fuck
trust
you.
Me right now. Fuck I hope you know you look even dumber looking it up. Holy shit, you're so. Look up how to make peanut butter. What ingredients do you need for peanut butter? Salt and peanuts. There's no butter in peanut butter. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Salt. I was right about salt and oil.
No.
Added sugars.
That's what I'm saying. You shouldn't.
Typically, it's oil. But then it's like, okay, I'm thinking.
Peanuts have oil in them. When
well,
you start
sure,
blending
I'm sure
them.
They add extra oils to it.
Yeah, so I mean, though, but I'm saying if I'm eating peanut butter, the only thing that I should be in it is peanuts and salt.
I'm kind of pissed, though, that there's no, like, butters on a part of the. Hey, you've had plenty of things where you're, like, chatting Tatum. So give me this one. Let me have one. That's it. We're
that's
fair.
Fine. It just, this really shows that I'm, that you were. You know, the difference between men and women really shows the difference between men. Yeah,
I can give you a lot more stuff about human psychology, but fuck, I thought peanut butter had butter in it.
Yeah, that one was bad.
Yeah, it's on me. I do have a meeting at 5:00 that I have to get to, and we are.
Okay.
Yeah. But thank you guys for listening. It was short. Kate and I are going to be back to more often because now she's available.
And I'm not going through a mental crisis.
It's good. She's going to come out of it stronger than ever.
Yeah, I'm excited for the journey. All right, love y'all. Bye.